Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Wednesday evening, April 29th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. Evatech announces new nomination to Board of Directors. Evatech SE has announced the nomination of Dr. Wolfgang Hofmann as an independent member of the supervisory board at the upcoming annual general meeting. This move aims to enhance oversight and governance capabilities. Additionally, Evatech has finalized a cooperation agreement with MAK Capital, following productive discussions emphasizing the company's dedication to shareholder engagement. The AGM will also vote on other key appointments and proposed expansions to support effective oversight and long-term value creation.
Online Printers confirms FY 2025 results and provides outlook for 2026. Online Printers Group confirms its FY 2025 results, reporting a revenue of $289.8 million and an adjusted EBITDA of $51.9 million. The company aims for single-digit revenue growth in 2026, focusing on maintaining or improving the adjusted EBITDA margin. Additionally, a new CFO, Kai Zhu, has joined the company, succeeding Tobias Voldman. Online Printers emphasizes sustainability efforts, including energy efficiency and CSRD reporting.
Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc. NYSE American AMYC EO discusses rare combination of grade and scale in Embler District. Trilogy Metals Inc. CEO Tony Giardini discusses the company's progress in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. With near-term catalysts on the horizon, Trilogy is focused on de-risking its projects and positioning itself in the global supply landscape for critical minerals. The company's Arctic and Bornite projects offer a rare combination of grade and scale, setting Trilogy apart from its peers as global demand for copper rises.
Investor news breaks. Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, leveraging vertical integration to target precision medicine market. The company's compounding pharmacy operations produce customized medications tailored for specific patient needs, addressing the growing gap in traditional pharmaceutical manufacturing. With licensed compounding facilities, telemedicine infrastructure, and clinical service operations, ETST is creating a connected ecosystem to engage across different points of the healthcare value chain.
Regenerist launches FlexLift, a next-generation face and neck rejuvenation procedure without the downtime. Regenerist introduces FlexLift, a revolutionary face and neck rejuvenation procedure developed by Dr. Edwin Ishu. This innovative office-based technique aims to deliver natural, long-lasting results with minimal downtime. FlexLift combines a face and neck lift into one comprehensive procedure, offering patients in the greater Boston area a safe and cost-effective alternative to traditional facelift surgery. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Regenerist in Westwood.
Hong Kong International Licensing Show and Asian Licensing Conference conclude successfully. The Hong Kong International Licensing Show and Asian Licensing Conference concluded successfully today, featuring over 330 exhibitors and showcasing more than 600 brands. The events explored key industry topics like global licensing trends, intellectual property strategies, and location-based entertainment. With a focus on e-commerce, workshops aim to help SMEs capitalize on online sales. The events served as platforms for global business opportunities, promoting regional IP trade development.
The fifth International Healthcare Week set for next month to highlight Hong Kong's position as medical technology and investment hub. The fifth International Healthcare Week, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, will take place from 11 to 31 May. The event will feature the 6th Asia Summit on Global Health and the 17th Hong Kong International Medical and Healthcare Fair, showcasing the entire medical and healthcare industry chain, with a focus on technology, R&D, investment matching, and more. The events aim to solidify Hong Kong's position as a leading biotech and investment hub. Biomed Newsbreak's Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. reports Phase 1 data and plans Phase 2 study for Lyme disease prevention candidate. The Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. TNXPC revealed Phase 1 data and upcoming Phase 2 plans for TNX-4800, a monoclonal antibody aimed at Lyme disease prevention. The company expects to start the adaptive field study in the first half of 2027, pending FDA approval. TNX-4800 targets Borrelia burgdorferi and offers extended protection during tick season, presenting advantages over existing vaccine options in the U.S.
Defense Newsbreak's SafePro Group, Inc. signs teaming agreement with U.S. Defense Prime for AI autonomy solutions. SafePro Group has partnered with a U.S. South Defense Prime contractor to develop AI autonomy solutions for government applications. This collaboration will combine SafePro's AI platform with the contractor's technology to enhance battlefield intelligence. The agreement builds on an existing $1 million subcontract, expanding SafePro's role in U.S. Army and Allied defense programs.
American Fusion TM Inc., a MFN, targets government and defense channels to accelerate commercialization. American Fusion TM Inc. targets government and defense channels to accelerate commercialization, appointing a government procurement advisor to expand access to non-dilutive funding. The Texatron TM platform is positioned for modular, infrastructure-grade applications, aligning with defense, DOE, and international programs for early commercialization. Institutional contracts may offer structured revenue opportunities before full-scale deployment, reflecting a broader international strategy in fusion development.
HKTD's response to Hong Kong's export figures for March. Hong Kong's merchandise exports saw a significant year-on-year increase of 35.8% in March 2026, reaching HK$618.40 billion. The first quarter of 2026 also showed a robust growth of 32.0% in exports of goods, totaling HK$1,546.20 billion. Despite challenges like high energy prices from Middle East tensions, the Hong Kong Trade Development Council expects steady export performance, driven by global demand for electronic items and other goods essential to supply chains. Network News Breaks. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt WF6, OTCQB. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., AI voice intoxication for AI voice intoxication detection technology. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. files patent applications for AI voice intoxication detection technology. The company, known for its AI-driven voice technology for intoxication detection, uses voice and AI to predict drug and alcohol intoxication. Their Edge AI intoxication detection kiosks, with over 50 million data points, are set for delivery by the end of Q2 2026 for industries like mining and aviation. Mission IR News Breaks. Lantern Pharma expands Predict BABB platform into large quantitative model for drug discovery. Lantern Pharma has expanded its Predict BABBTM platform into a large quantitative model, LQM, offering researchers a web-based molecular intelligence engine for generating comprehensive developability profiles for small molecules. Leveraging RADDR AI technology, the platform provides the rapid analysis across various properties, streamlining drug discovery workflows. Lantern Pharma is a clinical-stage precision oncology company focused on transforming cancer therapy development.
Free breakthroughs showing quantum computing is closer than initially thought. Quantum computing is making strides towards practicality with recent breakthroughs in hardware stability, real-world problem-solving, and reduced resource needs for error correction. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are at the forefront of this progress, defying initial projections. These advancements suggest that quantum computing may become a reality sooner than expected.
Gold trading remains depressed amid Iran talks uncertainty. Gold trading remains depressed as uncertainty looms over U.S.-South Iran talks, pushing prices back to last week's lows. The stronger U.S. self-dollar adds pressure on bullion, impacting companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, NYSE American, APLG stakeholders. In the gold mining industry, are closely monitoring developments in the Iran war discussions. Web3 media breaks. Nextplat Corp highlighted progress in its turnaround strategy, expecting lower expenses and improved margins in Q1 2026, anticipating gross margins over 34% and reduced operating expenses by 9% quarter over quarter. The company aims for positive operating income by Q3 2026. With $11 million in cash and no unsecured debt, Nextplat focuses on growing 340B contract activity and segment profitability.
Rock breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp. accelerates expiry of outstanding warrants all overnight. Mahontan Gold Corp. accelerated the expiry of outstanding warrants issued on September 1, 2023, after meeting the required trading price threshold over 20 consecutive days. The company set an accelerated expiry date of May 18, 2026, at 5 p.m. Toronto time. Holders must submit exercise documentation and payment before the deadline. Network news breaks: Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. completes drill mobilization at Murdoch Mountain Project. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has completed drill mobilization at the Murdoch Mountain Project in Nevada for its 2026 exploration program. Following site preparation by contractor FTE Drilling, drilling is set to commence. The company has appointed Stantec Consulting Inc. as its NEPA environmental consultant and approved the issuance of 250,000 stock options to a consultant. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. is advancing its Murdoch Mountain drill program in northeastern Nevada amid increasing fertilizer supply pressures. The company has started its 2026 exploration program after completing necessary wildlife and sage-grouse surveys. Additional drill pads are being prepared to further understand the phosphate zone's characteristics. With tightening global fertilizer supply, Nevada Organic Phosphate aims to cater to the U.S. South agricultural market, focusing on organic and regenerative farming sectors.
Charbonne announces closing of $10 million convertible loan, including $3 million initial tranche. Charbonne Corporation has closed a $10 million convertible loan facility with Riverfort Global Opportunities PCC Limited, with an initial drawdown of $3 million. The loan, structured for multiple drawdowns, aims to support Charbonne's hydrogen production facilities, capital expenditures, and growth initiatives. This strategic move aligns with the company's goal to expand its industrial gas platform across North America. Investor news breaks: Volition RX Limited NYSE American VNRX reports fingerprick breakthrough for nucleosome detection in sepsis. Volition RX Limited NYSE American VNRX announced a breakthrough in nucleosome detection for sepsis using a finger prick prototype. The study, part of the Summit program, showed success in detecting nucleosomes in capillary blood from critically ill patients. This advancement could enable early immune disruption detection in conditions like sepsis, expanding testing access and potential commercial partnerships.
Investor news breaks: Globe Event Holdings Limited announces change in controlling shareholder and leadership. Globe Event Holdings has announced a change in controlling shareholder and senior management with Central Master Enterprises Limited, acquiring shares representing 97.7% of the company's voting power. The transaction, completed on April 29, 2026, includes leadership changes, such as Kai Man Fung appointed as chairman and Y. Yu Yao remaining CEO. The company aims to utilize new ownership's expertise for mergers, acquisitions, and expanding into new business lines.
AppSwarm announces the expansion of portfolio in the Google Play Store AppSwarm Corp expands its portfolio with the launch of Annie Pet Nature on Google Play. The AI-powered app offers instant species identification and detailed information on animals, birds, and wildlife. Designed for nature enthusiasts and educators, the app aims to foster curiosity and appreciation for biodiversity. This release follows a successful debut on iOS, showcasing AppSwarm's commitment to innovative mobile experiences and global accessibility.
Mining news breaks: Fairchild Gold TSX-V FARFECQB FCHDF Frankfurt Y4Y receives clearance to seek shareholder approval for Golden Arrow property acquisition. Fairchild Gold TSX-V FAR OTCQB FCHY4Y has received clearance to seek shareholder approval for the Golden Arrow property acquisition. The company plans a special meeting on June 9, 2026 to discuss the transaction with Emergent Metals Corporation. The acquisition is subject to regulatory approvals and closing conditions, with completion expected in June 2026. Network news breaks: Fairchild Gold TSXV FAR OTCQB FCHDF Frankfurt Y4Y receives clearance to seek shareholder approval for Golden Arrow property acquisition. Fairchild Gold Corp TSX-V FAR OTCQB FCHDF Frankfurt Y4Y has received clearance to seek shareholder approval for its acquisition of the Golden Arrow property. A special meeting is set for June 9, 2026, with details outlined in a management information circular. The transaction is subject to regulatory approvals and expected to close in June 2026.
Mission IR news breaks. Greenland Energy Company featured in EnergyWire News editorial on global energy security. Greenland Energy Company was recently featured in an editorial by EnergyWire News discussing the importance of Western energy security in the face of geopolitical instability. The article highlighted Greenland Energy's Arctic exploration strategy in the Jameson Land Basin, where it plans to drill two wells in 2026. With a potential resource of up to 13 billion barrels of oil, the company's partnership with Halliburton for drilling services is a significant step towards energy development.
Network news breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc. acquires Mackenzie East Gold Project in Val d'Or Mining District. LaFleur Minerals Inc. has acquired the Mackenzie East Gold Project in Quebec's Val d'Or Mining District. The project, adjacent to the Mackenzie Break gold deposit, showcases anomalous gold mineralization. LaFleur plans systematic exploration for resource definition and potential mill feed. The acquisition involves $30,000 in cash and 175,000 common shares, pending exchange approval.
Material transfer agreement between pharmaceutical company and Lexaria is extended. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. announces the extension of the material transfer agreement with a pharmaceutical company to evaluate its Dehydrotech technology. The agreement has been extended through December 31, 2026, to allow time for the review of Lexaria's 2026 R&D results related to GLP-1. This extension enables the two parties to continue their collaboration and strategic planning discussions, with results expected in Q3 and Q4 of this year.
Billion-dollar breaks: D-Wave Quantum Inc. to report first quarter fiscal year 2026 financial results on May 12, 2026. The company will release its financial results before market open and host a conference call at 8 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the results and business outlook. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will participate. For more information, visit D-Wave's investor relations website.
ES Gold Corp. eyes growing gold market with prices projected to hit $6,000 per ounce in 2026. ES Gold Corporation, a development stage company, remains optimistic about the 2026 gold market, as prices are expected to reach $6,000 per ounce. ES Gold Corp. IM Counter is the former company in the Gold Corp. CLAB. That's why people have analysts attribute this surge to geopolitical tensions and economic uncertainty. ES Gold Corp. The company recently closed a $7.20 million offering to expedite the development of its Montauban project, seizing the opportunity for growth in the precious metal sector.
GeoVax advances GDEPTIN toward Phase 2 initiation and strategic partnership opportunities. GeoVax Labs Inquir advances GDEPTIN towards Phase 2 initiation and strategic partnership opportunities. The company outlines near-term clinical milestones and combination strategies for its oncology program, focusing on integration into established therapeutic backbones and low lines. GeoVax prepares for a Phase 2 trial evaluating GDEPTIN in combination with an immune checkpoint inhibitor for head and neck cancer. The company also plans to expand development across additional solid tumor indications and seek strategic collaborations.
InVetch Holdings, Inc. signs an LOI for two more platforms. InVetch Holdings, Inc. has signed a letter of intent for the acquisition of two platforms in the brokerage, billing, and bridge space. These platforms, currently generating over $900,000 USD per year, are crucial for early revenue options. By purchasing these assets at $750,000 in equity plus $135,000 USD, InVetch Holdings, Inc. aims to achieve revenue generation by the end of quarter two, positioning themselves for potential NASDAQ listing requirements.
Genesis and Arami Capital launched strategic partnership marked by new Travaleo platform reflecting combined track record and institutional relationships. Genesis Holdings, Inc. and Arami Capital have launched a strategic partnership unveiling the new Travaleo platform. This collaboration showcases their combined track record and institutional relationships. The platform integrates Orami's investment platform with Travaleo's digital infrastructure, offering access to high-value luxury real estate opportunities. The partnership aims to establish branded luxury real estate as a defined investment segment, providing structured access to curated opportunities and enhancing transparency across the investment lifecycle. Lakeshore Biopharma enters into amended merger agreement for going private transaction. Lakeshore Biopharma has entered into an amended merger agreement for a going private transaction with Ocean Pines Skyline, Inc. The transaction implies an equity value of approximately $2.70 million. The merger will result in Lakeshore Biopharma becoming a wholly owned subsidiary of parent, funded through a cash contribution and equity rollover. The deal is expected to close in the third quarter of 2026, pending shareholder approval.
Fitzroy Minerals reports high-resolution mobile MT survey links multiple large conductive anomalies to copper molybdenum gold drill intercepts at the Caballos Copper Project, Chile. Fitzroy Minerals reports high-resolution mobile MT survey linking multiple large conductive anomalies to copper molybdenum gold drill intercepts at the Caballos Copper Project in Chile. The survey, completed by Expert Geophysics Services, Inc., identified conductivity and resistivity anomalies connected to mineralization from 2025 drilling. President and CEO Merlin Mar Johnson stated that the survey revealed plumbing architecture typical of world-class mineral systems in Chile, with large targets to be drilled soon.
Audia highlights $12 million financing as catalyst to unlock distributed AI data center value through merger acceleration. Audia Inc. announced a $12 million financing, positioning the company to accelerate the merger with Thraumann Holdings. The merger will form McCarthy Finney, an AI holding company with a projected $250 million valuation, LT350, a distributed AI data center subsidiary, plays a significant role in this valuation. The financing marks a key step towards completing the merger and transitioning to McCarthy Finney. PandoAlt CEO Ralph Lafferty to be featured on FinTech TV. PandoAlt CEO Ralph Lafferty is set to appear on FinTech TV for a live interview on April 28 at 9:50 a.m. ET. The discussion will focus on PandoAlt's efforts to address fragmentation in private markets by enhancing onboarding, access, and execution processes. Lafferty will highlight the platform's role in simplifying private investments and improving connectivity for wealth managers, asset managers, and broker-dealers. Acceleron Annual General Meeting approves all board proposals. Acceleron Industries AG's Annual General Meeting approved all board proposals, including a 20% dividend increase to CHF $1.50 per share. Dr. Monica Krusi was elected as the new chair of the board of directors. Shareholders also approved the re-election and election of remaining board members. The dividend will be paid on May 8, 2026.
Datavolt, AID, DVLT, secures $120 million term sheet with Silex for quantum-ready edge network buildout. Datavolt AI secures a $120 million term sheet with Silex Holding Company for the deployment of its quantum-ready edge network. Silex will receive a share of network revenues until defined caps are met, while Datavolt AI retains ownership. The company plans a nationwide rollout targeting 100 U.S. South cities, with initial deployments in New York and Philadelphia in Q2 2026, and scaled expansion over the next 36 months.
IUT Group reports unaudited 3M 2026 results on 12 May 2026. Invitation to earnings webcast call on the same day. IUT Group will host an earnings webcast call on May 12, 2026 at 15 CST to discuss its unaudited 3M 2026 results. CEO Tarmo Sild and CFO Crystal Kurvitz will present in English. Register for the webcast call on the company's website. IUT Group, a digital banking group in Southeast Europe, offers financial services through its MyUT app and local operations.
Information on the convocation of the Virtual Annual General Meeting 2026 of Traton Southeast. Traton C has announced the convocation of its Virtual Annual General Meeting 2026, scheduled for June 16, 2026, at 10 a.m. CEST. Shareholders are invited to attend the meeting online via the company's shareholder portal. The agenda includes presentations of financial statements, appointment of board members, and amendments to the Articles of Association. Further details can be found on Traton's website.
Datavolt AIDVLT executes $120 million term sheet with Silex Holding Company to deploy a quantum-ready edge network. Silex will receive a share of network revenues under the agreement, supporting infrastructure build-out in 100 U.S. South cities for advanced AI and secure data processing capabilities.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Vinte Viviendas Integrales 1Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Vinte Viviendas Integrales. In 1Q26, management focused on scaling the Vinte/Javer/Derex platform with tighter capital allocation and margin expansion, emphasizing profitable growth and financial discipline. Vinte prioritizes ROIC and value creation. The company's sustainable financing access and growing scale set it apart in the housing market.
Greenland Energy has priced a $70 million public offering of 17.5 million shares at $4 per share, with accompanying warrants exercisable at $5 per share over 5 years. The offering, expected to close on April 29th, 2026, will provide funds for general corporate purposes, including working capital and operating expenses. Think Equity is the sole placement agent for the offering. East Texas Pest Control Partnership covers Nacogdoches and Lufkin. A new partnership between Spot On Pest Control and Caris Pest and Termite expands pest control services in Nacogdoches and Lufkin, East Texas. With a shared dedication to protecting homes and businesses, the collaboration aims to set a higher standard for pest management in the region. Customers can expect thorough solutions and personalized attention from the two woman-owned companies, combining decades of experience and modern methods. Travis Ludlow launches Peak by Peak Mountaineering Platform. Travis Ludlow has launched GlobalSummitGuide.com, a comprehensive mountaineering platform for climbers of all levels. The platform covers mountains across the Himalaya, Patagonia, the Andes, the Alps, and more, providing essential information on route overviews, permits, logistics, altitude management, and gear. Each peak profile follows a structured approach, aiming to streamline expedition planning and improve risk management. Learn more at Global Summit Guide.
Experts urge San Diego homeowners to prep pole decks before summer heat. Experts are advising San Diego homeowners to inspect and address aging pool deck surfaces before summer hits. Worn or cracked concrete can become dangerously slippery when wet and reach scorching temperatures. With outdoor living on the rise, it's crucial to ensure safety and structural integrity. North County Synthetic Coatings, a Pentex-certified installer, recommends assessing outdoor surfaces now to avoid hazards during peak pole season. Spring storm season prompts roof inspection advisory for Indiana homeowners. Spring storms in Indiana prompt the roof inspection advisory for homeowners. With hail and high winds hitting southern Indiana, Urban Shield Roofing urges homeowners to inspect roofs before severe weather worsens. Water damage and freezing cause 30% of insurance claims nationwide, making roof maintenance crucial. Owner Matt Hunsicker recommends inspections between late April and early June to catch winter damage before it leads to costly repairs.
Spring thaw reveals winter's hidden damage to Twin Cities concrete floors. Spring temperatures in the Twin Cities are revealing winter damage to concrete floors. ITR Concrete Technologies owner Nick Winsher warns property owners of potential issues like cracks and moisture damage. With an average of 42 freeze-thaw cycles per year in the Great Lakes region, now is the time for assessments to prevent costly structural problems. Visit atrfloors.com for more information.
Advancing Early Detection, Oamon Healthcare supports May Measurement Month 2026, donating 3,000 blood pressure monitors globally to aid in screening for hypertension and atrial fibrillation. The campaign aims to raise awareness about the risks of high blood pressure and the importance of regular monitoring, with over 7 million people screened to date. Omron's commitment aligns with their Going for Zero vision to eliminate cardiovascular events worldwide.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation completes a year of successful dividend payments. Extends annual cash dividend to shareholders. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has completed a successful year of dividend payments to shareholders and will continue its annual cash dividend of $0.01 per share for the 2026 calendar year. Paid quarterly at a rate of $0.25 per share, the first payment will be distributed to shareholders of record on June 30, 2026. CEO Thomas Sauve expressed appreciation for the board's approval, highlighting the importance of returning capital to shareholders.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.